Back again on the October 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and a big thank you to Beadle County Commission Chair Rick Benson for coming in, and we got two segments out of him, Mike.
Yeah, that was good having him. I think he did a nice job of explaining the issue, and like I said, we try to, you know, be neutral and just report the facts, and I think he gave us the facts. We know what the other side's position is, and like I said, it's good to be in America because it's up to the voters. It's in their hands, and that's the way it should be.
You know, and you're never going to find a tax issue that everybody's going to agree on. Somebody is going to be mad and make a stink.
Right.
And you're just not going to make everybody happy, but you've got an issue that needs to be addressed.
Right, yeah, you're right. It's something that they have to address. I mean, the roads and the bridges in Beadle County need that attention, and the county commission wouldn't be doing their job if they weren't considering any and all options to get better funding to the bridges and make them safe. You know, people are driving across them every day. We've seen terrible things happen in bridges across this country, so it's good that they're on top of it. They're trying. I know the highway superintendent is doing a good job of making sure the roads are safe and repaired and making sure people can get where they need to go in the county.
Again, because we had Rick in here, we changed around the format of the show, so we'll go back to what we normally do when we first sign on the show and, of course, tell you that this is your program. If there's something that you'd like Mike and I to address, we certainly want to do that. If you've got questions, if you've got compliments, which that probably isn't going to happen.
We might get a compliment. I think my kids like the show. I mean,
I don't know if
come
that
on.
Necessarily.
We have a couple fans. We have a couple.
We've got a couple of fans, as in two.
Well,
but
they're adamant. They're really strong fans. They're big fans behind us. They really love the show. They comment on, you know. I think we gave one of them a T-shirt. You know, it's
well,
a good
you
thing.
Can't bribe them. I thought that was something they teach you.
Well,
in
we didn't school. We didn't bribe him until he came and got the shirt because he's a big fan. Thank you for that.
Either way
that.
You slice it, if there is something that you'd like Mike and I to talk about, have any kind of comment about the show, we certainly want to hear it because we want this to be as interactive as it can possibly be. You can get a hold of us. My email is news@kokk.com. You can also send a private message or whatever they call them on Facebook. I can't think of what they call them on Facebook now.
A
Facebook message with your question. You can get a hold of me, too, on Twitter. Two different ways. At Zach Nelson Radio and at PR News Huron.
Look at you. You got two Twitter handles.
Actually have access to like five Twitter accounts.
Yeah. I'm just Beadle County SA on Twitter, at Beadle County SA. I got my office Facebook page. You can get a hold of us on that. That was pretty popular. Did you see that Kelloland did a segment on our Facebook page? Did you see that?
Yeah. After I told him that you were doing the Project Vicky thing.
Are you taking credit for that now?
Not all the credit.
Okay. I'll give you a little credit for that. I appreciate
but,
that.
But it's a popular page, and we've talked about that before, right. That you know, people enjoy seeing what you've got on there.
Right, yeah, I think it is a popular page, and we do have the Vicky thing going on. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, but they can get a hold of us on that. Facebook's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. You can email me, stop in the office, call me. We try to be as accessible as we can to the public and answer any and all questions, and do that.
Do you know of, and I don't know if we've talked about this previously on the show either, but do you know, are there other state's attorney's offices that have a Facebook page, or is yours the only one that you're aware of in the state?
I can't speak for the other counties or state's attorney's office. I'm not aware of any other, but I'm sure there are others that have Facebook pages. I think one thing, the uniqueness about ours is we're very active on it. Popular items, as I talked about, were the court list. We put judgments on it. The Vicky thing is on it. We put jury trials on it. There's been people that have made comments about postings on it, and then they have a group discussion, and you know, we monitor that, make sure it's appropriate. But it gives and people come on there and ask us questions, and it makes us accessible to the public in the world that we live in today, because that's how people communicate. So I want to be able to be communicated with through the most modern means, and if that's Facebook, then I guess we got to be on there.
So, yeah, let's go talk about Project Vicky. Now, this is something that your victim witness coordinator came up with.
It was actually my deputy.
Oh, excuse me.
Kimberly Zacherson, okay. With my victim witness coordinator. Okay. But it was kind of like Kimberly's baby.
Okay.
No pun intended, but,
Right. It's a doll. For those that aren't familiar with it, and again, anyone that has been on your Facebook page will have seen that Vicky's been going from place to place in town. Now, we did do a story about it as it began last month, but, I mean, what sort of input are you getting? Well, let's talk a little bit about what Project Vicky is.
Right. Well, Project Vicky is it's a Barbie doll that we've called Vicky, or Kimberly's called Vicky, and we put it we sent it to the shelter on the first day of October to help commemorate Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is the month of October. And the goal behind it was for each business to keep Vicky for a day, take a picture with Vicky, and then also there's a packet of facts about domestic violence. And they're supposed to pick out a fact, and then they're supposed to take a picture of Vicky, tell us what fact they're interested in, and then we post that on our Facebook page. And then they're supposed to take Vicky to another business. And she's supposed to get passed to a new business at a minimum on a daily basis. There's been some days where she's been to multiple businesses on the same day, but at least every day she's been to a different business within Beadle County.
And the idea of that was because when you first started, there was a story. It actually told a fictitious story, obviously, right, of a cycle of abuse, and that the movement was to replicate keeping her safe and away from the abusive partner she was with.
Right, yeah. It was to kind of replicate what happens to victims or survivors of domestic violence and what they have to endure. If they decide to leave, or if they decide to seek help, if they decide to go to a shelter, and how their lives are changed and impacted by that. And that's the point, is to help educate people about, hey, this is, you know, what happens and why it's important to pay attention to what's going on.
It's got to be nice to have seen the community participate in this. I'm imagining the way you wanted. The idea was to get a new picture every day. Just the fact that she was getting moved from one location to another.
Right, and to be honest with you, unfortunately, when Kimberly came to me with the idea and said, hey, I want to do this, I was like, no, this ain't ever going to work. People aren't going to, you know, it's going to fizzle out. It's going to die out. People aren't going to be into this. And boy, was I ever wrong. This has really taken off. People, I've seen some of the pictures on Facebook. It's funny, they like at McDonald's, they have her working a drive through, and you know, the movie theater, they had her selling popcorn. I mean, it's just it's really taken off. I think the businesses really enjoy it, and they take pictures of the whole staff with Vicky and send them to us, and we post them on our Facebook account. I think she was at the radio station one day.
I think her second spot was her stop was at the radio station.
Yeah, so I really think it's really taken off, and I think the message's been out there. And it's the biggest thing for me is it's reached a lot of people, and that was our goal. And as I said, I was wrong. I didn't think it would work, and it's really been amazing, and we've gotten a lot of attention about it.
And part of the idea, if I remember what Kimberly was saying, is that it's up to the business that had her to determine where she goes next. So people are making these independent choices about, okay, well, where's the next best place to place her at? Did any of the businesses that had previously had Vicky, did they, after they got done with their day with her, did they contact your office and have any input? I mean, have you gotten any actual input about what people have thought about this?
Yeah, I think that most of those office or businesses that she's been at has contacted our office, either via phone, or they send us a Facebook message, a private one that's not public. But we've had very positive feedback from these businesses, and it's just the response has been amazing, for more than I could have ever imagined, and it's still going strong until today. Today's the last day, and we'll get Vicky back.
All right, sounds good. Time to take another break. You're listening to the October 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.